Welcome back to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into the transurfing principle called the unique soul. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing Principles. The Unique Soul. You are a truly unique individual. Your uniqueness is beyond competition. Claim the right to your originality and you will have a huge advantage over others who follow more well-trodden trends and paths. Trying to be like him or her never works. Be yourself. Indulge yourself that luxury. If you put on the mask of an existing star, you will only ever be a copy or a parody. No one ever became a star by copying someone else. You will succeed when you stop trying to be like other people. You will succeed when you stop repeating the experience of others. You will succeed when you acknowledge the splendor of your own individuality. Then others will have no choice but to concur. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis. Be welcome to another episode. In this episode, we are going to tap into the transurfing principle called the unique soul. And as per usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zeeland. And in this episode, we're going to talk about your soul, your unique soul, your unique heart. And by now, if you are familiar with transurfing, if you've been listening to the other episodes we got here in the podcast, by now you know how important it is to listen to your heart, to listen to your soul. We got all the answers within. There is no need to resort to other sources. There is no need to listen to external sources. You got all the answers inside. The first step is to trust, to be confident that you can achieve anything you want in life. But to be truly confident takes time. Every single day, this is an on and on inner work that you have to apply in your life. You have to remind yourself every single day how worthy you are, how amazing you are, that you can achieve anything you set your mind to. It's very important that you understand that inside we got all the answers. There is no need to copy someone else. There is no need to listen to someone else. You get all the answers inside. That's a problem we face. That we as people, we have this human behavior that we always want to resort to external sources, to other people. We are looking for advice. What you don't know is that you got all the answers inside, and these are the true answers. What comes from within is true, your goals, your desires, what makes you excited, what makes you the happiest person in the world. Everything comes from inside. When you are experiencing some event or something, right, and your heart gets filled with love, with excitement, you know those things or those activities are the ones that turn on your heart, your soul. And that's the moment when you have to listen to carefully. You deserve the very best. And you know this already. You are in this world. You are a creation of God. So you deserve the best. Don't talk yourself down. Don't try to settle for less. You deserve the very best in this world, and everything starts from there. Once you acknowledge your worth, once you acknowledge what you deserve, which is everything, that's the first step you need to take on if you are in a Transurfing course. So this is a fact. You know, the fact that you deserve the best and that you are capable of anything. This is a fact, and this fact has been hidden from you. You are capable of creating a fabulous masterpiece, making ingenious discoveries, achieving outstanding results in sports, business, whatever, and any other professional activity. Understand that. That's the first thing you have to understand. The problem is when we try to copy someone else, when we try to be like someone else, that's when we start losing ourselves. Because what we are doing here is we're putting on some masks on our true identity, on our true heart, our true soul. And this principle comes down to that. You got a unique soul that has all the answers, that has all the answers, that has, you know, all the things you want, all the things you want to accomplish. You can do it, but you have to listen to your heart. You have to listen to your soul. All you have to do is you have to turn to your heart. Let me read you a quote from the book. I find it fascinating. All right, it goes like this. The heart has access to all knowledge, creation, and achievement. The task is to allow yourself to be yourself. Would have the masks you wear ever done to help you achieve success, abundance, or happiness? There is no point in changing yourself. That would be just another mask. If you get rid of the masks imposed on you by destructive pendulums, the treasure hidden in your soul will be revealed. You truly deserve the best because you are truly extraordinary. You are a miraculous creation. Just allow yourself to be it. How powerful is that? So you have, again, this concept, this principle comes down to the fact that we allow other influences, external influences, pendulums per se, right, to influence us. And in most cases, it's just in a negative way. So what we gotta do here is we have to turn to our heart, to our soul, because it knows what we really want. Sometimes we think we want something. Sometimes we think we want this, we want to accomplish this. Once I have this house, once I have this job, then I'm going to be happy. But you have to open up your heart and truly listen to your heart. Sometimes what we want, it's not exactly what we want. Sometimes what we think we want is just a reflection of what others want or what society wants, right? For example, let's say you want to become an entrepreneur. You want to become a musician. You want to become like an artist, right? And then, but your family, they want you to become a doctor or a lawyer, right? And under the society's eyes, if you're a doctor, if you become a doctor, you'll be done. You'll be good, right? You're a doctor, you're well respected and everything, but you won't be happy. But apparently, that's the true path you must follow to become a doctor, to become a lawyer. But that's not what you want. You're getting influenced, right? And you end up living a miserable life, doing something you don't like, living in a different reality. That's not who you are. And why this happened? Because you did not listen to your soul. And sometimes we are afraid. You know, we got fears. That's normal. But understand something. Once you overcome this fear, any fear you may have, and once you trust the process and you trust in your Transurfing course and you trust your unique soul, more importantly, you will see all the answers will unfold eventually. And you will see that everything is going to unfold differently. You may face problems, but you will have all the solutions. you have all the solutions. This is very powerful and it's important, but you have to believe in yourself, truly believe in yourself, and you won't have any problems. Or at least you will have problems, but you will know the answers. And those answers are going to come from within. It's very important, very powerful concept in Transurfing that you gotta listen to your soul. You got a unique soul. You are unique in this world. And you can accomplish anything you want, but the first thing you have to do, you have to believe you have this unique soul. If you don't think you have one, then the only thing you're going to be doing is you will have your soul covered up by different masks coming from different pendulums that want you to be in a certain way, or what society wants you to become or wants you to do. And hence, you will be miserable. You don't want that. What we want here in Transurfing, again, Transurfing is not a religion, is not, you know, a credo you must follow. It's just a set of principles, a set of theories, a set of a concept that you must follow to see how they work, right? In the beginning, I remember when I first picked up reality Transurfing, step 1 to 5, back in 2016, I was kind of skeptical. But as I was practicing the concepts and the principles, everything seemed to be right. Everything seemed to unfold differently. And this is exactly the thing I want you from you. You, the listener, who are listening to this podcast, who have landed here in this podcast, is because of something. Take that as a sign. I want you to believe. You have a miserable life if you don't believe in anything. If you are skeptical of everything, there is no answer. There is no external answers for anything. You got all the answers within. You are a creation of the universe. You are a creation of God. You got all the answers. You live in connection. You have to find that connection. Very, very important. But we're going off topic here. I just want to go back here to this principle just to wrap this episode up. And it's how it works. You got amazing power within you. You got all the answers. You have to dig deeper into your heart, into your soul. Understand that you are powerful. You may not realize this because we live in a super busy world with so much information, with so many people, with the media, which are the end are pendulums who try to grab our attention. We will die without knowing ourselves if we don't do the work. If we don't do the inner work, if we don't start searching for our true meaning, our truth, right? We will not find it. So I invite you here in this episode, just to wrap everything up, to look inside, to look within, turn your attention within to your heart. You got a great heart, a great soul. You are unique. Trust me. And you can do whatever you want. If you got any goals, whatever, you know, however crazy that your goal may sound, you can achieve it. You can achieve it. It's possible. It's up to you. Turn your attention within and you will see that the answers are gonna come. Trust the process. Follow Transurfing principles. Understand and trust the process. And you will see that everything is going to unfold accordingly. So this is the concept of the unique soul. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you liked it, subscribe to the podcast so we can create more podcasts. If you like the podcast, you would do me a great favor if you rate it on Spotify. And nothing, if you got any question, any transurfing related, you want to share, feel free to reach out to me. I would be more than glad to listen to you guys. And nothing. Thank you so much for listening again. And I will see you guys tomorrow with another Transurfing Principle. Take care and bye-bye.